And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, and I'll tell you, just looking around the landscape here in the last week or two, things are getting a little bit rocky out there. Doesn't it seem that way? Getting a little bumpy. Rising inflation, last read was, 8.6% for May. And of course, what did the Federal Reserve do as we were maybe all watching? I don't know. I was watching. Took up the rate, 75 basis points. Not quite that one we talked about a while back. Don't know if they'll ever do that full percentage hike, but 0.75%. That's driving a decline or a slowing in home sales. And I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you're new to the program, I'm a real estate investor in Dallas-Fort Worth. I own a number of single-family houses around town and am invested in some apartments as well. And if you've been observing the market here, as I have been, I've been investing for 10 years or so, we know that people have really been pushing and pushing and pushing, trying and testing and taking those sales prices higher and higher. Well, they're finally having to cut back, and we are seeing price cuts in list price. That doesn't mean a drop in prices. That just means they're realizing, okay, we can no longer shoot for the stars. But it's got people worried, and again, things start to seem like they're getting a little bumpy out there. And one way I can tell, aside from those numbers, 8.6% inflation, 75 basis points, etc., one way I can tell is that you are sending in more questions to me. Very good questions, things, areas where you're concerned, and I want to get to a few of those questions today as part of the show. So we're going to hit a number of topics, and if you do have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that is askandy@luinc.com. And if you're new to the program, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. We've been around for over 30 years, founded in Houston, Texas, all across Texas now, and all across the nation. In fact, some of the questions I've gotten are from out of state, in fact. And our goal is to educate you, to help you become a real estate investor. And I mentioned single family houses just a moment ago, and I mentioned apartments. That is the extent of our focus. We are very focused, I would say, in those two spaces, residential, real estate. And among other things, we'll get to those listener emails. One of the questions was, should I change my investing criteria as a real estate investor, given what's going on in the market? We'll talk about that. But I also want to get into things you can be doing right now as you watch the events of the day unfold in order to position yourself to become a successful real estate investor, in order to take advantage, for example, of the ways that we create cash flow and build wealth as investors. Okay, that's going to be part of the conversation today as well. But I want to start, I do want to open with a brief article, post, I guess, from the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, and he posted this pretty much right after the release of the 75 basis point increase by the Fed. This is, quote, his instant reaction, again, to the interest rate hike that we heard middle of the week last week. And he says, you know, that it is a big increase, right? Historically, we don't tend to see 75 basis points. And he goes back a little bit historically. We've now gone up 175, or 1.75%, you could say, with respect to the Fed funds rate. That's where the Federal Reserve has its control. When it takes rates up, it's not raising your mortgage rate. It's not raising the interest rate you get on your savings account at the bank. It's simply raising the rate that banks have with those federal funds. It's a little bit more passive of an action, but 1.75% increase over the past handful of months. The 30-year, this is the important thing for you, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage by comparison has risen considerably, close to 300 basis points or 3%. So if you think back to a year, year and a half ago, you may have bought a single family house as an investment property. And if you follow the Lifestyles model, you did the rehab, you did the renovations, you fixed it up, bought it with hard money, let's say private money. And once it was stabilized, you did that cash out, or excuse me, that refinance into that 30-year debt. And you may have seen rates below 3%. Well, now we're seeing rates above 6%. To Lawrence Yoon's point that we've got a nearly 300 basis point or 3% swing in that 30-year fixed rate mortgage. And here's the crux of his instant reaction post here on the NAR website, is that home sales they've begun trending downward, meaning we're not seeing as many sales. Now, part of that is a lack of inventory. We still see a lack of inventory. If I look around Dallas-Fort Worth, there are not enough houses for sale out there. But we're trending towards 2019 figures in terms of sales. And he says sales could drop even more, and inventory might sit a little longer. Now, historically, 6 months has been 6 months worth of inventory in the housing market is considered healthy. We've been sub month, under 30 days worth of inventory for some time. That's shifting. That is shifting. And now we're seeing things sit out there a little bit longer. You know, a little bit longer, more like, say, pre-pandemic. Again, going back to 2019. 2019 wasn't that long ago. 2019 was not a bad year. So when we think about housing market in terms of 2019, that's okay. That's okay. But here's the really, really interesting point. Because of those higher interest rates, the cost of those mortgages is going up. That's part of the reason why prices are moderating a little bit, because people need to keep in mind the buyer and their capacity to buy. But he says right here, in the meantime, as we see what happens in that sales market, this is key. In the meantime, rental demand will strengthen. And we're hitting sundry topics today. I'm going to get into the email bag here in a little bit. You've got some great questions out there that I want to address. One of those is, hey, with everything that's happening in the market and interest rates and inflation, should I change my investing criteria? Have you, Andy, have you changed your investing criteria? And I understand where that question's coming from. We'll talk about that. But we're looking at the reaction of the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors to the Federal Reserve's latest rate hike, which took it up 75 basis points, 0.75%, just a week or so ago. And we've seen a total increase over the year so far of 175 basis points, 1.75%. But that's not important to me as an investor, because when I do my refi, I'm getting into 30-year debt, fixed-rate debt. So are you as you're starting out. And that's gone up massively. That's gone up 300 basis points. And probably more importantly, for the general home buyer out there that is looking to buy their, what do they call it, forever home. Maybe that applies to pets. I don't know. But for people that are trying to buy their own house, that is massive. That the 30-year rate right now is above 6% for the retail buyer. I'm not even talking about for the investor. And that does have an impact. It is now 40. You have to now make 40% more in income to qualify for the same house for the same price, just due to those higher payments. And that's a function of the interest rate. And that's why we're going to now shift from a seller's to a buyer's market. There aren't as many buyers, for one thing. They're holding back a little bit. Sellers are now realizing, I can't just shoot for the moon with my price, with my list price. They're starting to cut those. If I go into the MLS and look at, there's just a little ticker that gives me a market overview. The number of price cuts here in the DFW area where I am has swollen every week now. We're seeing those list prices getting cut. Now, does that mean doom and gloom? No, it doesn't. Does that mean the value of our houses is going down? No, it doesn't. It just means that the sellers are having to come back down to earth. And as we shift from a seller's to a buyer's market, ultimately for me, the investor, you, the investor, that's going to be a good thing. And the key takeaway for me as I read this instant reaction from Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist, was very, very towards the very, very end of his post. He said that in the meantime, rental demand will strengthen, as will rents. That's good news. If you're investing in residential real estate, whether that be single family houses or apartments, that's very good news. We're seeing there are fewer buyers out there. Sounds like less competition to me. More good news. But again, more renters. If people aren't buying, what are they doing? They're renting. More renters, higher rents. That sounds like a boon to single family and apartment investors. So you need to start thinking, how do I get prepared? How do I take advantage of that? And if we head into a recession, are you worried, hey, well, rents might actually drop? Well, here I want you to harken back to 2008, 2009, 2010, when we had the massive recession, the massive drop in home prices. And if you talk to any experienced investors that made it through that, rents went up because just like we're seeing now, the number of renters increased. The demand for rentals increased. So I don't think you should expect anything different. And whatever we have ahead of us is not going to be anything like what we saw in 08, 09. And, you know, we just closed on a second house. I've been mentioning this from time to time. I wanted to come back to this because I hear a lot from people. What about the interest rates? Do you change your investing criteria because of the rates? They're so high. Well, we closed on two houses about a month apart. And these houses have the exact same footprint. In fact, they're in the same neighborhood. In fact, they're on the same street. They're about, I don't know, a couple hundred feet apart on the same street. And closed one about 30, 35 days later. Our rate on the first one, investor rate, was in the high fives. We closed on the second one in the mid sixes. Now, what did that do to our mortgage? Well, it changed it from our principal and interest payment went from 708 to 744. It's about a $36 increase. That's what we're talking about. It's not a huge jump in this example, right, at this price point that we're talking about. But rents have gone up in that month as well by 35. I mean, it's one-to-one match. It's amazing. So the rents, to the point that the chief economist has made just in that month's time, have gone up on that very same street. And it's a wash for me in terms of the interest rate increase. Our expectations going in were a certain cash-on-cash return, and we're still going to see that. Even though our interest rate is higher, rents are up to compensate for that. And above and beyond, we've now locked in two more great assets that are going to perform, and to my earlier statement, that are going to make us money multiple ways. The cash flow, obviously, but we're going to continue to build wealth as we gain the equity buildup, as that mortgage is paid down by the residents, and as we see appreciation. And the tax advantages, we're not going to go there today, but those are tremendous. So look, if rates keep going up, you know, if I had to buy a third house on this same street and rates went even higher, would I do it? I would absolutely do it. Because if rates keep going up, I'm going to look back and I'm going to be glad that we locked in the high fives or the low mid sixes. And if they keep going up, I'm going to look back and say, well, hey, we're good. We've got that fixed rate now. Inflation come at me, I'm set. Rents will keep going up. If, on the other hand, rates do, something in the economy changes, midterm elections, I don't know what impact that will have, but inflation shifts, rates start to come down, well, then we do a refinance. So the notion of, well, the rates are too high, is it's really irrelevant, right? We'll hold it for a period of time, refi if we see the opportunity, sell in 3 to 5 years. So it's really not an issue, and I don't want you to focus too much on that. But that does drive some of your questions, so we'll get to those here in a minute. And as far as things you can do right now, as you're sitting out there and watching the national media, reading the news, watching your local news, don't get too frazzled. They present a pretty bleak picture from everything I've seen. What you need to do instead is give yourself some focus. And give yourself some focus that's going to take you in the right direction, the direction that will have you be prepared so that you can buy those houses on the same street like I just did, or get into those apartment investments as a passive investor to grow your wealth and to create cash flow. What you can do is simply look. What I want you to do is go out to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the free workshop button, hour and a half of your time, and learn what we do. All right, that'll put the ball in motion and start to dive deeper. Right? If you've been thinking about this investing thing, now is a really good time to get in because people elsewhere are getting out. Now is the time for you. And giving yourself something to focus on, that will give you some direction. That will give you a head start into, you know, a new day, a new future, really. as you start to build that wealth and start to go down that investing path. And the important thing is to start working on that education. That free workshop is a good place to really understand what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you where else you might go take a look if you really want to dive in and start learning in detail how to invest in single family houses and apartments. And then I want to get to your email, so stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
We went from 100% live to 100% virtual. And you know, the funny thing is that nobody wants to go back to work now they work from home, right? So now my members are like, well, Dell, we want to keep those virtual things open because now I know all the people in Miami and I know all the people in Chicago. I know all the people now know each other from all over the country because of these virtual events.
The free workshop, How to Retire in 5 Years or Less, is online. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're about to get into a couple of your questions here in the balance of the show. If you have any for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc.com. And we were just taking a look in the prior segments at just kind of where we're at in the broader market, in the housing market, with rental investments, where rates are going. We heard from the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, and I just love what he said. There will be an increase in renters, and there will be an increase in rental rates. Good news for me, single-family investment owner, single-family rental property owner, as well as apartment investor. Good news for you if you are already invested in those assets as well. And if you're not, that was one of my points at the end of the last segment, I'd like you to start to move in that direction. Get yourself ready. These are things you can be doing right now as you watch how things unfold. If you have your own theories on where rates are going to go and inflation and recession or not, you can at least take some action and give yourself some focus and move forward. I think that's the important thing. Move in a very specific direction and get yourself ready to buy that house, that first house, or get into that first multifamily investment. Whether you do that as a syndicate or a lead or as a passive or just buy your own small 5-unit, that's great. Do that, but take the action now so that you're ready to strike when that opportunity is there. And in the meantime, as the doom and gloom news is throwing all their bad news at you, this will give you something else to focus on, right? Something positive rather than what they are selling you, really. And I mentioned the free workshop. It's a good place if you're new to the program, if you don't know what Lifestyles Unlimited is, what we do. The free workshop is a good place to start. And again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there. It's just an hour and a half. It's virtual. Very convenient. But if you're ready to go into a little bit more depth, if you hear me talking about buying 2 single-family houses on the same street and you're like, yeah, I want to do that. Well, you need to get a little more detail. You need to get a little more education about you. Same for apartment investing. And here's the thing. I just mentioned the May inflation rate, 8.6%. Prices are going up. Prices are going up everywhere. Gas, milk, eggs. Oh, it kills me to go buy eggs nowadays. You know, went to the baseball game with my son. That wasn't cheap. Prices are going up everywhere. But I'll tell you what hasn't gone up, and I love this. Our financial freedom program, which gives you access to that 2-day financial freedom seminar. Day one, we go into single family investing. Day two, into multifamily apartment investing. That hasn't changed. That has not changed. In fact, it's cheaper now. It is cheaper now than when I became a member 10 years ago. So if you'll go to the website, givemetotalfreedom.com, you can read about that program and some of the benefits. But use the promo code if you do go there. If you do decide you want to register to take part in that 2-day financial freedom seminar, you can go as many times to that as you like, by the way. But if you use the promo code SAVEBIG, that's written together, that's all caps, what that does is gives you a 2-year membership for a ridiculously low price. And you can keep coming back to that financial freedom seminar as often as you like. And what I like as well, is it's no longer just done in person. You can attend that virtually as well, just like with our free workshop. But that's a great place to go to start to give yourself a different focus than all the doom and gloom out there in the world, in the news, overseas, with the rate hikes and inflation, etc. Start working on that education around real estate investing, which will give you some focus and have you ready to strike when you see that opportunity. You won't hesitate. So now let's look at some of the listener email I got recently. And one of these questions was, in light of inflation. And let me just grab my notes here. So the gentleman, he says, I was curious if your investing criteria has changed any in this inflationary environment. There's that inflation. He's looking to get into some apartment investments in particular and is wondering if, with the rising inflation, rising interest rates, is there anything that I'm looking at differently? Anything in my criteria that is different? And if you don't know what we mean by investing criteria, I've got just a little snippet that a fellow investor here in Dallas, he's a lead investor, an aspiring lead. He has not taken down his first apartment community investment, but he's an aspiring lead. And what a lead is basically the project manager that finds, identifies these investment opportunities in apartments and manages the whole project. In broader apartment world, those may be called a general partner or a syndicator. We call them leads. And he's an aspiring lead. He's done all the education, not just the stuff you would do at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar. We have other classes, very detailed coursework around everything that goes into investing in apartments. He's gone down that path. And now he's ready to take down that apartment investment. And I know him very well. I've known him for a good decade now here in the Dallas area. So I'm on his list. I say, hey, his name's Doug. I say, Doug, you find that investment opportunity, let me know. I want to learn more. But he sends out periodic email updates. And in his most recent one, this timed very well to the gentleman's question. He has a passive tip. I'm a passive investor in apartments. I put my money in. That's all I do. I say, hey, Doug, what's going on? What's that project look like? Okay, here you go. He says, my passive tip for this email is to know what your boxes, quote, box. This is essential, right? He's talking about investment criteria. And at Lifestyles, we may call that your box. Box could be that house. Box could be that apartment community. Box could be that passive investment. The question is, what are you looking for in an investment? And as he puts it here, are you trying to increase your wealth, or are you trying to build a steady stream of income, right? Capital gains versus cash flow. Are you looking for something that's going to cash flow day one, or something that maybe doesn't have a payback in cash, in ongoing income terms for 12 to 24 months, but it's going to have that massive gain on the back end, right? These are all questions he's recommending his potential passive investors think about in terms of investing criteria, so that when he finds that opportunity and presents that, they can very quickly say, yes, this fits my box, or it doesn't. Do you want to invest locally, or do you want to spread your investments across multiple cities or states? Well, I know Doug's going to be buying here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so if I'm looking for a bigger geographic spread, I probably need to go out and meet those other lead and aspiring leads that are in other states, or in other locations like down in Houston or Corpus or San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a lot of investors that are leading apartment investments in Arizona or in Georgia, Tennessee, Ohio, Kentucky. I mean, the list goes on. The geographic spread, if that's your concern, if you want to diversify from that perspective, very, very easy to do. And of course, you want to know how to analyze those investment opportunities as they come up. That goes back to the education. In fact, Doug, I'm not going to go into this here, but he points to the specific course that we have available to you as the passive investor that helps you determine that criteria, helps you analyze those opportunities as they come up. So investment criteria is something that's on my mind, it's on Doug's mind, and clearly on the listener's mind. We still want to see the cash-on-cash returns that we have as goals. Now, I will tell you that as prices have gone up and as rates, more importantly, have increased, that quarterly cash flow, because apartments pay quarterly dividends, that has compressed a bit. That has gone down a bit, but what we're seeing is that the capital gains are still very much in place. But you have to sit down and figure that out. What is that cash flow that I need to see, whether that's in percentage terms? If I invest, let's just say, $25,000 into an apartment investment, do I need to see a 4% return? Do I need to see a 6% return? What is that number? Or do I need to see an absolute dollar number coming in because I want to build my capital, my cash flow, rather, to offset my bills, to achieve that early retirement, to become real estate retired? That comes from cash flow. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for listening today. And I thank you for the questions you've gotten over to me. I've got a number of those. We started working on one of those here in the prior segment. The question was around investing criteria. And for me, Andy, has mine changed in light of inflation and in light of higher interest rates? No, my criteria has not changed per se. We were just talking about that. How I scrutinize the investment opportunities, that may have changed. I still am looking for the same cash on cash returns that I demand for my, you know, the time value of my money that I'm putting into these investments. And I'm still looking for those very, very strong capital gains. If you've caught me talking on the show before, you know that we spent the first 10 years of our investing track focused on single family. So we've built up a very strong portfolio of houses and we keep adding to that. You know, we do cash out refis from time to time to get into that, to tap into that equity. But that is the basis of our cash flow. So with apartments, just so you understand where I'm coming from, our bigger focus is capital gains. I do want to see a little bit of that of cash flow, but a lot of the investments we've gotten into are maybe waiting 6-12 months before they start to pay out. And that's okay, because we know that with those heavier lifts, that will be the case. You may need something different. And that's what you have to sit down and figure out, that investing criteria. That's what my friend, aspiring lead Doug, sent out recently in a broadcast to his peers at Lifestyles Unlimited, his potential investors. He gave us an update on what he's seeing in the market and his thoughts on knowing that criteria. We have a whole class around that. And it's something we talk about at the two-day seminar as well. It's important for you to understand what you're looking for in a nutshell, so that you're not spending too much time on things that just don't make sense and becoming frustrated. As long as you can say, nope, doesn't work, and move on, it's a lot easier to go through this business. And, you know, we've got our specific cash on cash and capital gains that we want to see. We've got a certain annualized rate of return. So it's interesting with apartments, we'll see such a massive gain on the back end. As a single family investor where I have pretty high cash on cash returns, I have had to train myself to not discount the apartments because the cash flow relative to my house investments seems to be lower. Of course, I'm not managing those. I do self-manage my portfolio of houses. So it's a little bit of a different animal there. I'm not handling, you know, taking care of organizing the maintenance when it comes up, if it comes up, right? That's all part of the lead investor's job, so to speak. So it's not quite apples and apples. There's apples and oranges in essence to a degree, although they are both residential real estate. But I've trained myself to look at the annualized return. So that gain on the back end spread over the life of the project plus the cash flow added in, is that hitting a certain target as well? So it's kind of a mixed. And then you as an investor, to Doug's point, are you looking for that immediate cash flow? We call that a yield play, meaning we're just basically buying an apartment that is running, that is successful, and that's going to kick off cash flow. That's perfectly fine if those are your goals. As I just said, we're looking more for the capital gain side, so we're looking more for what we call a value play. We're not going to see cash flow for a period of time, and that's okay, because the gains on the back end are so massive. In fact, I mentioned on a prior show, we just had our first investment that we were passive investors in apartments sell, and it was 100% return. I finally got the return on investment back, and it is 100% return over about 15 to 16 months. Part of that time was the sales process time, in fact, but amazing numbers. That far exceeds my goals in terms of that annual rate of return. So these are things you want to think about. Yield play, cash flows day one, building that equity, building that capital. Location, as Doug mentioned, where do you need to be close to it? I don't know why you would as a passive investor, but some people like to know their neighborhood, like to know the area where they're investing more in depth. We're invested in Indiana, never been there. We're invested down on the coast of Texas, very far from where I sit in Dallas. We've looked at stuff in Atlanta, Phoenix, Kentucky, and so on. So you can think about that geographical spread, and maybe it makes sense to have a geographical spread when I sit here in Texas and in the spring and think about all the tornadoes that are ripping my way, or look down towards Houston and think back to Hurricane Harvey, right? They don't really get that up over in Phoenix, Arizona. So you might spread your risk in that sense. And of course, I don't think Doug went into this in his description of investing criteria, but are you more focused on a particular lead investor, or is your focus more on the investment? You need to figure out how well do I need to get to know that investor? What's my comfort level? Or do I even care about the product, right? What Dell would say when he interviews folks on his show, he often asks, are you, as a passive investor, are you more focused on the jockey or the horse, the lead investor or the apartment itself, the actual opportunity? You've got to figure out what that looks like. And to the point of Doug and some of the other people we've invested with, do you only want to invest with experienced apartment investors? Or are you comfortable going in with an aspiring lead? It's interesting. The first sale we just had, that was with a first-time lead investor. And I find that those guys are chomping at the bit. They want to perform, and they're doing a little bit smaller community, so they tend to turn a little bit faster, in my experience so far. And we saw that with this one. We saw that with this one, with a tremendous return in a very short period of time. So that's something to think about to the listener. You know, it's not just the notion of inflation and whatnot around us, but there are a lot of other considerations you want to keep in mind as you think about your investing in apartments specifically here. Property age, you know, do you have considerations there? Roof type, whatever. Other things that may be driven by the current market, you know, planned hold time. Right. If you think a recession is coming in a year and a half, well, do you want to have a business plan that plans to sell in a year and a half, or something with a 3-year hold or maybe longer? Capitalization. When you scrutinize that, this is something I'm looking at. When we scrutinize it, are they well capitalized? In other words, do they have a bit of a buffer, a rainy day fund for that eventuality that we have to hold longer, or something else comes up during the rehab? And probably the bigger question, what kind of debt is being planned? All right, what is the term of that debt? And what are the interest rate assumptions? Because we are in a rising rate environment right now. There are a lot of nuances here. I'm not going to get into those today, but that is part of the education. When you go to Lifestyles Unlimited and you start to pursue that multifamily, that passive investing track, you'll learn more about this sort of stuff. The interest rate caps. How does that play in? What does that cost? That's a very important consideration right now. Basically, insurance on a variable loan. A cap on that interest rate. So those are things that I have started looking at a little bit more in depth: capitalization, planned hold time, and debt, and scrutinizing, you know, just looking very closely at the assumptions that go into the underwriting. We do that anyhow, but perhaps with a little bit finer comb this time, you know, at this stage. But on the whole, again, to the listener's question, we still remain focused on those returns. That's multifamily. What about your single family box? Maybe you're at the point where I was 10 years ago. We didn't quite have the capital to go into apartments, so we said we're going to do the single family thing for a while. Boy, we did it for a while, you know, close to 10 years before we got into that first apartment investment. And you want to have your investment box there as well. And that will consider the same sort of things. Cash on cash return. What do you need to see? What is your return on your money that you have to have? What's the cash flow level? These are all things to think about. The gains, the capital gains. And we make our money five ways with our houses, just like with our apartments. And we talk about that at the free workshop, as well as at the 2-day seminar. And we'll give you the framework to help you think about these things. What is realistic, for example? What is a realistic cash flow number in this current environment? And what can I expect in terms of capital gains? I'll tell you, I look at a lot of single family investment opportunities, and that's all over the place. That is really all over the place right now. When I talk about capital gain, I'm talking about upfront. When we buy, because we buy right, we're buying at a discount. We're buying assets that commonly need some work, when I'm thinking about houses as well as apartments. But keeping it to houses right now, when I'm done with the whole process, let's say I put $30,000 into the project out of my pocket and I have $60,000 on the back end, that's a $30,000 capital gain right there, 100% return. Is that what I need to see? And I see those. I see those. I see less. I see more. I see those in Texas. I see those in Tennessee. I see those in Georgia, where we've got our realty team. These are all considerations to think about so that when you have, I get so many of these across my desk, it's hard to focus sometimes, and I have to have a box to look at. And again, to the listener's question, has that criteria changed on single family? No, not really. It's stayed the same. Our location has broadened. We just bought our first two houses closer to Houston. We're looking in Georgia. We're looking in Tennessee. That's a consideration for you as well, of course, as you start out. Do you need it nearby, or are you comfortable? I've talked with a number of investors. I've had a number of investors interviewed on the show that are investing farther afield. You can do it too. The education will help you feel comfortable, help you get yourself ready to do that, make good decisions, and make good investments. But it really, it starts with getting that education. So I wound up just getting to the one listener email. We'll have to hit the others a little bit later, running a little bit short on time. The good news, again, hearkening back to that National Association of Realtor post, rental demand is strengthening and rents will as well, as we see fewer and fewer buyers participating as retail buyers in the market. So you want to get ready, and you can get ready by going to lifestylesunlimited.com, checking out our free workshop, or go to givemetotalfreedom.com, promo code SAVEBIG, and get into that two-day seminar to get started. Thank you for listening. You have a good day.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.